Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Romans chapter 8, verses 33 and 34. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Every so often, a big trial comes up and grabs our attention. Whether the person on trial is famous or the circumstances of the crime are unique, we all tune in. The evening news shows the day's highlights, and our news feeds fill up with the latest information. Of course, when there aren't highlights or new information, there is the commentary. Then, around the water coolers and dinner tables, we discuss it all, sometimes for long after the trial is over. The funny thing about all that commentary and discussion is that none of it matters for the trial. It doesn't matter if we think the defense or the prosecution made a better argument. It doesn't matter if after the trial we think the judge or jury got it right. The only thing that really counts is the verdict. If the verdict is innocent, this is all that matters. The same is true in God's courtroom. The devil loves to give his commentary. He tells you that you are not worthy to be God's child, that you have done too many wrong things to ever have God forgive you. Your conscience joins in to whisper how God could never love a person like you, and that everything God says in his word is a lie. While the devil and your conscience love to talk, remember that none of it matters for the verdict. The only thing that matters is what the judge says. In God's courtroom, Jesus Christ sits at God's right hand and is interceding for you. He is your defense. His death on the cross is full payment for your sins, and his being raised to life is enough for the defense to rest its case. God declares you innocent of every sin and wrong you have ever done. His is the only decision that matters, and his voice is the only one that counts. Let other voices say what they will. It doesn't matter. The truth is that through Christ Jesus, God has declared you innocent. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus, I am declared not guilty of all my sin. Remind me daily that Christ Jesus still intercedes for me. Assure me that for his sake, no one can condemn me. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.